4, get evidence. Rule number 4 is get evidence. Getting evidence will give you the tools to get proof that a problem or an opportunity in fact exists, and to get a clear understanding of what it looks like or will look like in the future. For each priority issue, you will collect soft evidence, then convert the soft evidence into hard evidence that the business can measure. It's the next critical step in helping you define whether something is a could or a should, and go on to build a solid business case.
Everybody's preaching the need for speed. It's like the pure business adrenaline of internet time. Business at the speed of thought. Get fast or go broke. The idea that speed is always absolutely, unconditionally necessary is being mentally and emotionally super glued to our brain. And we're going to offer one piece of advice to everyone who lives in Lightning Express universe. Slow down. Slow down long enough to business think and get evidence. The reason for slowing down is to give yourself time to think. Because every business decision is on trial, and in trial, you need evidence. If it doesn't go to trial with you, it will go to trial with others, the company, the marketplace, or anyone else who takes a look at it. Before you go to trial, you need a compelling case with evidence, and we'll teach you how to get that evidence so that what you get is conclusive and complete enough that the problem or opportunity you believe needs a solution actually needs one. If you don't have evidence, there is no reason to move, period. Without real, hard, valid data, an honest assessment of problems or opportunities becomes virtually impossible. You end up guessing. Look for evidence that tells you if something is real, if it's bona fide. Evidence says, oh yeah? Show me. Prove it. If it's true that you eventually take action on your decisions, then your thinking has to find the evidence that proves that you should take action. And what specific action you should take. No regrets. No one cares about an irrelevant solution, no matter what land speed record you broke to get it. McKinsey & Company recently studied about 80 internet companies to find out exactly how much speed to market helped those companies succeed. Here's what they found. Speed was only an advantage for 10% of them. 10%! And only when certain market conditions were even present. And for the rest, moving too quickly presented no discernible advantage, resulted in wasted resources, missed opportunities, and flawed strategies. Now here's the interesting catch. When you ask people about the speed of their decisions, 4 out of 5 business people say that the number of decisions they have to make is at an all-time high, and that they miss opportunities because they don't make decisions fast enough. By the way, these are the same managers whose decision-making confidence is in the 90th percentile and whose decisions fail half the time. So despite the downside of absolute speed and the research that says it doesn't work, people wish they could decide even faster. It's like speed is the end and not the means anymore.